Okay, interesting. Today we're going to do 16I. If you didn't get it, it's here. And this packet was made 2 years ago when we did it. Actually, Rabbi Scott Haberman was asking me, based on something he heard from a shechter, about these halachas, so I decided to make this this packet. We did the inyan of kavod of Sifrei Kodesh and the issur of being Meshamish in front of Svarim. Actually, there's things in the previous, I don't know where Rabbi Tachman is. Is that for the last time?
It says end the Yola Mary.
No. Maybe it's over there. Which one? What is that? Okay, we'll have to get back to that.
A couple of secret codes?
Yeah. So, last time we were doing the packet of Kovet Sifrei Kodesh, and there's just a couple of things that we just wanted to touch on before we start today's packet. So if you look on page 37, is the Tshuva of the Chavis Yair. He says, Talmid Chacham, on page 37, if you didn't have the packet from last time, they're over here. You know, in those days, you know, today we have homes, even apartments that have multiple rooms. In those days, the whole family was like in one room. You know, that was the whole. So the question is that he needs to have his svarim, and then they need to live a normal married life. So. So the question is, what to do? So one idea that he says at the end of the Shaila, last four lines, Afi ki efshar lomar mehem tzarhete desagi b'sheyamidem al daf kivoim min ha'aretz yutfachim. In other words, maybe if they're on something that's 10 tefachim above the ground, the svarim, like if you have a table, so the table is 10 tefachim above the ground, so maybe that's a reshus b'fnei atzmo.
Even though you're also 10 tefachim, you're also above 10 tefachim.
Right, but you're not in that same reshus. Depends how big the beds were then. I don't know. So the tshuva was al dvar sheilos kavod disiyam teftach kimash shekasav the tzad hetek sheheim omdim lamal miyutfachim haskilom lamal miyutfachim lords havalei kirshus acher adrav arov tashmisha shalodim shamhu ray minir chanuka halobas mechari komas ishu gimel amos chutz mirosho. He says he doesn't think you should view that as rishus acher. Because when a person is here in the room, so he's using, the things that he's using are 10 tefachim above the ground. I'm using this table, this 10 tefachim above the ground. I'm not using the floor to do something. I'm using the table. So if I'm in this rishus, and the table is in this rishus, So it's hard to say that anything on the table is considered a separate rishus, because I am in the room and I'm using the table, which is right, like what you sort of what you said. So it says if it would be 10 tefachim above my head, maybe that would be considered. In other words, if we put the svarim on top of the 37, on top of the lights there, you know, or something like that, maybe that you could say is a rishus b'fnei atzma. But to say that, oh, in other words, the couple could be in bed and they could put the svarim on the table, and that's a rishus b'fnei atzma, but you're using it while you're here. This is the derech hatashmish of hishtamshus. If I have something 10 tefachim above my head, and I put svarim there, then maybe there's something to talk about.
Not above the ground. It's on the same level as
me.
As the bed. Yeah.
Sort of what Rabbi Eshin said. Rosh lomel lomalam yirosh b'omdo. Yelavachi hayil lomel kein lomalam miyut tefachim. Elavadei kmo shekasafti. So he says. And then he says even things that are yitzchak above the head is maybe a problem. So. Then he says, V'yose on page 38, the first column, V'yose hayanira v'chor heter imrchoka mitosu mimokam asvarm dal ramos. Maybe if it's dal ramos away from the svarim. And also, but then he said, "Toshelah mash, but toshelah all your fikul hatir vilonos yisov hesvarim." And what about if you have curtains? What if you have curtains? What if you put? Somebody recently asked me the shaila. If you drape curtains around in front of the svarim or in front of, around the bed.
Well, we said
the resident, yeah, so he's going to say now that that's not called a mechitza.
Because it's a mechitza
tluya. Yeah, we talk shaylos on page 38, second column. We talk shaylos amashem toshel luchol lo yaspikul hativ ilona shesoviv asvarim asoviv hamita hadin imcha ki achar she'ena mechubarim lamata. So that's a big yisod that it has to be mechubarim lamata. So if it's just on a, you know, just on a, you know, hanging like a, you know, like a shower curtain, you know, that they have, so it's just holding from the top, that's not called a mechitza.
Ein lam din mechitza klal. Two of those would be okay though?
Two of them would be okay. Right, because then the chorus should be a kisui. Yeah, but it's not a din mechitza.
What was the issue with it's not mechubar lamata?
So it could fly but ruch mitzuya.
So let's say you're indoors.
Yeah, well, I hope you're indoors. Yeah, but still. It means a mechitza has to be if there would be a ruach metzuya, even though indoors you don't have the ruach. Yeah, but the bottom line is if it's not.
Take you hung like a steel, a metal.
In other words, theoretically, if it's so heavy that it won't move
in a
ruach and a hanami, but
the
stomach.
Yeah.
So you're trying to really make a mechitza that would work for Shabbos,
Right, in other words, that, right.
Does that be in size, but it has to be in size as well?
Yeah, your tefachim.
Okay, so it's really, it's no different than the case of Shabbos.
Yeah.
But by Shabbos, it's allowed to move three tefachim, right? Because of longer.
I didn't say that. That we have to learn Hilchos Mechitzas and Shabbos to see if that's the case. Okay, so that's an important point that he's saying here, that that a curtain doesn't count. A curtain doesn't count as a mechitza.
Unless it goes from the ground up.
Unless it's tied down on the ground.
Or three tefachim from the ground, right?
No.
You don't say lovet over there?
It has to be tied to the ground.
But you don't say lovet there?
Is it tied to the ground or is it not tied to the ground?
It's an inch above the ground or 2 inches above the ground.
Even if it touches the ground, it's not good. Because it's not omed beruach metzuya.
Okay, assuming it stands beruach metzuya.
So meaning you have to attach it to the ground. If you attach it to the ground, then it's okay. If you don't attach it to the ground, it's not okay. Lovet's not going to help because I could be better than lovet. It could be touching the ground, it's still not good. Agav, what about a mechitza in a shul? So I was thinking of mechitza in a shul, I wasn't mind sufficiently that should be okay. In other words, if you have a curtain in the shul, so and mice, you can't see anybody. You can't see the women can't see you. I would think that should be okay. I think Rabbi Henkin, the grandson, B'nai Bonim. That's what Ramosha says. That's what Ramosha says. But maybe, but the others say differently. Those are Ramosha's Chiddush. Ramosha's Chiddush is nothing to do with Din Mechitza either. But Moshe says 10 tefachim is not sufficient either.
How much
is he wants shoulder height. In other words, so you can't mingle. That was, and
Rebroyer also didn't hold that you can't even.
What?
Rebroyer also hold that you don't have to block the site.
Yeah, well, you have, yeah, in other words, that's a shame. If you have a balcony that you could see, but you're in a different, you're up on top, like in different shuls like that, then even though they could see that's okay. Others disagree. The Satmar Rebbe thought, no, it all has to do with seeing. Well, it has to do with seeing. So there are three possibilities. Some say it's a din in Mechitza Tent Fachim. Who says that? Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, maybe, or Rav, I don't want to, you know, known from that family have saying something of that sort. I don't, I'm not positive, but something like that. You talk to your tefachim, or you say like Rav Moshe, that has to do with mingling, or Sabar Rebbe has to do with seeing, actual seeing. Again, I don't want to say who said the tefachim. I think maybe Rav Aaron or the Rav, I'm not positive, I don't want to say for sure, but they have that sheet, the sheet is out there, you know, those shuls that have kulas with the Yud Tfachim. So Rabbi Henkin, I believe, I read this once in his Sefer, B'nai Bonim, he's the grandson of the Rav Henkin. So he wants a taina that maybe you need a din mechitza. So the nafkamita would be the minion we have here, the Kalbach minion. So we can't see the women. It's pretty hard. But it's a curtain. So if you hold your din, the real din mechitza, I'd rather have a mechitza like this than yud tefachim that you could see. And you know, it's a mishtabra that you have a yud tefachim that you could see, that's good. But this one, you can't even see the woman, is a problem. It's hard for me to...
What would be the shaila of this mechitza?
Because it's not tied to the bottom.
Ah. So
yeah, it's in other words, it's high enough that it's above the tallest mispalo in the minion. It's probably above his head. and above any woman's head and above any man's head. It's not taught. So the pashas, we assume that if you can't see, then for sure that's okay. He quotes Ayin Torah Shulchan Aruch Harchaim Reish Shimon Shin Tezvav Bahagah Sim Shim Salvesev Beis. He quotes. So it seems that. And then the other thing he wants to say is, what about if it's printed svarim, meaning it's not parchment that's written, it's printing press. Yeah, so on on the third column here, he says, "Al kolponim nira lafian es yitzad kula mash besfarm det pasim al yidei goy over avar zora veinu mamim borei." So he wants to say that maybe if it was printed by a goy, he's not mamim, so it doesn't have any kedusha.
That's a big shayla, no?
Yeah. Svarim kol kedusha svarim svarim b'chsavach. So he says maybe that's another tzad.
Maybe no one printed them because it's done by a machine.
Yeah. But so he says that Masha Swarm is possum. Ali they go over the Zor, Vain Mamin Babore. Yama Swarm of Senus Maskemis Kikdushas a Sefer Torah and Shechas al Dek Sivas Isha Shanishmas Chaim Ba'apov. Chaim Chalokomi Baal. There's a person's Kedusha of the person, and when he writes it, that gives the Kedusha to the Sefer. But if it's not, so if you assume like that, then maybe so if you say it like that, then you say what Rabbi Ephraim said, that maybe it's made by a machine. So Rav Shechter likes to quote from Chozhoglov that, but if a Jew pressed the machine, so it's all considered his action. But you don't have to say that necessarily. Maybe that's only a din in Ezekin and not in the din of Isha Mishum Chitzav and not in the other areas. So that could be maybe it's out. By the way, Rabbi Eshin, in the bottom here, on the right side in the bottom, see, Masha, he quotes Shut Shelos Yavetz, Docha Divrei Rabbeinu Eilu, Leinu Mechitza Tfuya. So we should look up that tshuva from, he says, Rav Yaakov Emden was Mekel, even if I am Mechitza Tfuya for these things, would be okay. So certainly in the shul, I think we should be. If you can't see the women, I think then you should be able to be makel. Yeah, if you want to see the things that he's quoting, okay.
So if the Sforim are written by a Jew, then they're not allowed to Kodesh. What does he say?
No, he's saying if it was printed by a non-Jew.
Yeah. Yeah, but what if
it was printed by a non-Jew, so then maybe is what to make of them. Okay, Lemaisa, we try to be machmir in that. I mean, all our svarim that we have today are printed svarim, probably printed by a Jew, but But then you could say Rabbi Ephraim is a svara, that maybe the fact that it's by a machine also shouldn't have. But that kula is not generally accepted.
So
either a mechitza.
With
the mechitza or two covers. In other words, you drape two sheets over the. Okay. So now we go to the packet 16i.
You can't say that the first cover is the cover of the sefer?
Yeah, so they talk about that. They say that that's, since it's attached, it's like buckled to the sefer, so it's not considered a cover. That's in one of these packets, says that.
And if you put your own cover on top of it, but then that would also be attached, though. You take the cover on top of it, it would also be attached.
If it's
like a book cover, like kids put on their textbook.
Yeah. So that might be better. But that might be better because it's not attached.
No, but usually they're
sticking
on it.
It doesn't matter that it's only temporary. It's a cover.
Yeah.
So that would count as one. If you, I don't know, when I used to have book covers, it wasn't attached. It was.
Yeah,
so that would count maybe for one.
And then one sheet would be fine.
Yeah, but most far you're not going to do that at every sefer in the thing.
It'll take a long time.
The mice, it's complicated whenever there's a bookcase in the thing. It's not easy to maneuver these things.
And only one of the two covers need to be low-caliate. Only one of the two covers need to be an extra cover.
I don't follow what you're saying.
We said 2 days ago that if I say the Torah or Tefillin, the second cover, the one cover, the Tefillin bag is considered a cover. And if you add one of your own covers to the Tefillin bag, it's good.
Right.
You need one which is the regular one and one different than the
regular one. Right, one is
not miyuchad l'kach. That's why the cover is not miyuchad cover, as you're saying.
One has to be not miyuchad.
Because the cover is attached. Right.
No, but that's a different reason. That's not because it's miyuchad, it's because the svar that. Okay, there is a din.
Does it become a problem, though, if you have these covers set aside to always be used as covering the svar?
If you always, I mean,
you can put it on the side, and then whenever you're with a shamash or something like that, then you
sheet.
Use it.
It's always used just for the
right that sheet. You keep it on the side of the svara, and then you're hanging.
I don't know. I still feel it's not. You know, if you would need the sheet for something else, you would use it. I don't know. I hear what you're saying. If you use it all the time, but I don't know. People use it usually don't. Miyachid all the time. But in Hanami, maybe if you did. Okay. There is a. Let's look in the next packet here. If you didn't get to today's packet, so. Cholo sheyipol alayv mehem b'mosam yitma mikol kli eitz or beged or asak kol kli yeshe yosem malacha b'hem b'mayim yuva v'tomever v'tahir. So the pasuk says these things are mekabel tumah, a beged, an or, a sock. So the Gemara Chagiga on page 4, a chav of a medes. Says typically the chli eitz also v'nachas chol chli eitz also v'nachas lo metal may time to do with the sock bina. Masach metaltel mole v'reikam av kli kol metaltel mole v'reikam. There is, in order for a kli to mekabel tumah, it has to be something that you'll move, whether it's empty or full. It's movable. But some things, if they're so big, when they're full, you're not going to move. Right? So from this, we learn out that if the kli is machzik Mem saw, so it's not metaltel. So then it's not called a kli, and it's not mekabel tumah. Look in the Rambam on page 5. Kli gololim, kli avonim, kli adomim, mekabel tumah. So if it's made out of stone or It's not mekabel tum. Lo midivat tum lo misifrov sofrim. Okay, kli etza osu lenachas. Something that's made to stay put. Now, meaning it's so big, like you have a big kli. Okay, yeah. So it's made she machzikin arboim sa balach, that it could carry 40 saw.
Do you have to be carrying it right now, or in general? It could carry.
It could carry. Yelam shulaim ena makablam to maklal lo midivri torah and lo midivri sofer. So then it's not considered a kli anymore, because it's too big. So kli to makabel tumah, it has to be dumya or the sack, like a sack. You carry things in the sack. They carry your laundry or whatever in the sack. You know, some smatalto mole verekum. But something that's so big, the Torah. That's the Mishnah on page 3 in Kalim. Sheet of a teva migdol. There is a kash. And then there's another halacha in the Mishnah in Olos on page 6. Says four lines from the bottom. Ashida v'teva v'migdol. Yeah, yeshlam shulaim imachzikim arim shabalach shem kurayim biyodesh. So there, mevim v'chotzitzim. In other words, if you have, say, one of these big things, and it's in, and say it's covered up, and you have a mace inside, so then there's tumah inside the kli, but the tumah doesn't extend outside the kli, because this is considered like a reshus b'fnei atzma. So we have two halachas, that if the kli is so big that it's machzik memsa, and you don't move it, so then it's considered, it's not mekabel tumah. And then if you have tumah inside of it, and it's covered over, right? So then it's mafsik. The tumah doesn't, because it's considered its own domain.
Like an arm.
Yeah.
But the purpose of an arm is to move. So we're going to move the mace.
If it's mafsik.
It's mafsik, I'm
sorry. Right.
But it's an arm. The goal right now, we're going to do is,
right,
we're going to one day move it. Well, one day. Hopefully soon, to the
camera.
Right. So, like when you have this case, but it is going to be moved, we know.
Well, anything could be moved. Anything could be moved. You can move a building. You can move,
yeah.
But it's not regular to move.
Okay.
But the arm of the mace has separate halachas of kever sasum and things like that.
Okay.
But so basically, in some poskim there's a bare hetev. So the question that's raised, and this was Scott Hoberman was raising, based on some years from Rosh Hechter, that what if the svarim are in a big bookcase, and it's machzik abon saw, so then maybe that's considered reshus b'fnei atzmo, and therefore you can be able to be mishamish even in front of that.
Doesn't that shulayim? Where is the shulayim?
So one second.
Even there you'd be what?
Yeah, so look in the Ber Hetev, if you look on page 36 in the previous packet that we just did. test in the Berhetiv. In the Argas Godol, Shemachzig Mem Saw, Amma Alama Barum Gimel Amos, Cholekas Rishus La'atzma. It's a Mugan Avram. We'll see it here in this packet as well. Yeah, if you want, we can see it in this packet as well. Here, take a look on page 11 in the small packet, today's packet. Right, the last two lines in the Shulchan Aruch on page 11, Siv Vav, says, in Pirish Talis al Gabe Argas, Chashuv Kli B'toch Kli, and says the Magen Avraham, Im Argas Godol Shemachzik Memsa, Ru Amma Alama Brum Gimel Amos, Cholekas Rishus La'atzma, V'tzarechin. V'nir Li L'hokel, Tafil Lin Yatum B'daraisa M'kalim. He thinks that it should be okay. And he quotes a Chuvas Ramah.
Is Argus already a month over, or just it's open?
Argus, what is an Argus? Argus is a box.
So does that mean, that's what I'm asking, meaning the box already has has covers on all six sides? Or?
Well, I would assume a box, yeah. If anything, I don't know on top, but
right,
for sure, everything else is yeah. So the Ramah, what was this true? But this is the Dr. Usher Ziv. He taught here in the yeshiva before your time. Dr. Ziv, you know the family from Teaneck and the grandson Mickey Ziv, and Rav Torah. No one knows.
He's
your rabbi. Yeah, so that's his grandfather. So his grandfather, page 8, he put out the Chuvas Ramah with footnotes and everything. He was here. He was taught in the college. He was a Talmud of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. Nice man. So the question that he has is: could you sit on a? Now this is always the shaila. These desks. You put your chumash underneath. Is that right? To sit on top of svar. Well, maybe it's a bizoyin. You put that's with these desks. So what's the story? So he says, basically, that. Yeah, take a look on page 9. So he says on the fifth line, Kosovo Poskim, on the left side of page 9, fifth line. Kosovo Poskim, Lenin Shimushdim, Piris Talis al Gabi Argas, Mikri Kli Betokli, Mikan da Argas in a Choshevrat Kikli Echad, and then Kena Argas Godol. Right, if the Argus is Godol, so it's Cholik Rishus Bifnei Atzma. So then it wouldn't be a problem to sit on the. So therefore, if it would be. Box that's 40 saw, so then it's a Rishus Bifnei Atzma. So then I think he's saying there wouldn't be a problem to sit on top of it.
So you say
that the
idea
would kind of start
the Stamark is
Godel? Stamark is Godel. He's saying, well, the Gemara says in Argus you need to put a talus over the Argus.
Right.
That's for Tashmish.
So
he's Mefakpi, he's Mestapi. He's saying, but maybe you see that it's a Stam Argus, probably is that amount, and yet still have to put it on.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. So the Magen Avraham was Makel, right?
But you would have to cover it with a bigger one?
If it's big, so then that's considered a Rishus Bifnei Atzma. Right. So that's what Rabbi Scott Holman was saying, or Scott Holman that from Rav Shecht or whatever, that you know, maybe the bookcases are okay because they're Matzik Abayim Saw.
But
yeah, so I think the Nakuda that has to be clarified is the bookcase, even if it's Machzik Arbom Saw, if you could see the Sfarim, there's still going to be an Issur. So then maybe then you'd only need one cover. In other words, it's not going to, you know, in other words, the Kula would be a more useful Kula if it could pat to you from everything.
Right.
But
one curtain would be okay, though.
One curtain would be okay because then
he was not tied to the
Mudin Kisui. Because one curtain is a Kisui. So if you consider as Rishus Bifnei, and the Pasha Pshat is the Argaz is a box, so you don't see in the box.
Right.
Argaz is not a Sfarm shrunk. It's not open to you. An Argaz is a box. A box you put it inside that you can't see. So the Pasha Pshat is that even if you have the Sfarm shrunk that's machzik Arbaim Saw, that won't pot to you from covering it up.
If you have a case that has two doors, so would that be able to be by itself?
It's only
latched up to one side.
You have a break front.
But it's not glass, for example.
Right, a solid break front.
Yeah.
Right, so that would be
that's
a machitza. We're saying that.
Yeah, this is open.
Ramadan
is the next
group. Right, so maybe if you want to say if you have the Sfarm shrunk, in other words, if you have a break front that doesn't have glass but has this and the Sfarm are in there, then that could be maybe enough.
Yeah, because
it has a Din Mechitza, or Din Rishus, and then it doesn't, and if you don't see it, then.
Yeah.
Rabbi, it sounds like from Shulchan Aruch that if you could potentially move the Sfar into another room, then even Machitza
for a Sefer Torah, for sure. And does it say by other Sfarim too? Let's see. For a Sefer Torah, well, let's see, what page are you?
11.
See? Whereas if you have a Sefer Torah or a Chumash that's made on with parchment, with a scroll.
So stamps are
different. Yeah.
Is there a comparison
with Chal
to the
Argaz?
Because there it's a clean, it's massive, and
it's sitting down, it's not trapped. It's only if you lay it down,
you
might get lots of
a lot.
Right. So the question is, does Shulayim mean, as we hold it,
so
if you lay down the strong, right.
But does that work?
In other words, maybe you're saying that, in other words, what's the din if by a machzik mole v'reikam, if it's only machzik, well, it could be machzik, in other words, even when it's standing up, it could be machzik yavish too. Say it's not liquid, but shem kurayim v'yavish. So Uchara does have shulayim. The bottom, say if you take out the shelves, it would have even if you didn't put it this way, you could stack it up in the because even if it's standing up, it's still, you could pile up. You follow what I'm saying? I don't know. But maybe if you do it. Right, one of those, what's the difference if only. But, okay, I hear. I mean, you're right. One could question this whole thing. Maybe it's only when. Right, I hear what you're saying.
That's the main sort of fact, the back is not even strong.
Is it in all cases of Tumma, though? In the case of Tumma, it needs to be in a position from which it could hold the. But they turned that on the side, and now it's
McCallum
totally changes
its symbols. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Shemachzik memsa. I guess it could be machzik memsa if you could still be machzik memsa even if it's this way. It's just a little bit more. It could fall out easily. Yeah, Eric.
Do the shells count towards the memsa?
Well, you can put it between the shelves.
Well, let's say it's like the stomach, do you count the
shelves? Yeah, stomach, the shelves is part of it. Machzik the shelves. Everything. And if you look at the Magen Avraham, on page 11, in Sif Katan Tezvav, Mechitza, nearly, the Imyesh Nekovim Vechalonos, Kein Sriga, Avalbi Delinian Tumach Hashivik Kim Mechitza, Avalhacha also Sheyusvar Mechusim Minayin, Shein Nirim. Right. So it's not enough that it's a separate. You see, so this idea that someone said that you could just have a sperm shrunk, machzik memsa alone, lechora is not good enough. Because it has to be. In case they were talking about an argus, so an argus is already opaque. You can't see through. So if you just and so you need two things. You need to be in a separate rishus. And it needs that the svarim have to be mechusa. So normally, if it's not a separate rishus, you have two kisuyim.
A glass wall.
Yeah, what about a glass wall? Yeah, you need to put an oak tag and so you can something like that. Yeah, so that's the Taz is a Taz. There's a Taz that's Machmir in Hilchas Sefer Torah on page 15, going on to 16. See, in Shulchan Aruch and Siv Zayin says, "Asher leishev al mita shasefer Torah leha." Right? If you have Sefer Torah on the same bed, the same bench, you can't sit on the same bench that the Sefer Torah is on. And the Taz quotes the Ramah, the Chuvah's Ramah, "Shein leishev al teva shifa sifrei kodesh," that you shouldn't sit on a box that has sifrei kodesh. And the other question is, but maybe if it's very big, then it's machzik malei v'reikam, then right, that's what the Ramah says, so maybe that's considered rishus b'fnei atzmo. So that was what we saw already, from the Taz and everything like that. So the Taz says, no, not true. Even if it's machzik malei v'reikam, it's still not choytze, it's still not rishus b'fnei atzmo because it's an old zorak. So he says, only if it's bolted into the ground. From Mishabel Kosel, the Masmerim, there at the end of the Taz, Mutulei Shevshon. He says, it's only if it's. So according to the Taz, as I think Sefer Olcha Halacha points out, then all these, if you consider this all Zoruk, but I think many don't hold like this Taz, that they hold that it would be okay, even if it's not bolted into the ground.
Machzik malei v'reikam means that you can't, even if it's empty, you still wouldn't be able to move it on its own?
No. Machzik molivrekam, metaltal molivrekam means that you move it even when it's empty or full.
So a big bench, everyone would go against it and say if you have a sitter on the bench and someone would find a sit down.
If you have a sitter on the bench? Yeah.
It's not like they have down in the room.
Where's the safer? No, that would be also. Because you're on the same. That's the gnai. The question is if it's inside something, it's inside the box, and you're sitting on top of that.
What's the different cushions on the bench?
It's on its own cushion. Okay, maybe that's considered a different. I can hear that. Yeah, that we discussed before. And then the Beis Sharim, he has a chumra on page 17. He says in the paragraph on the left side, page 17, the Nirali. The first one was Lachlok Rishus. He says Lomashan Lachlok Rishus Elisha Osu Shem Kach Lachlok Rishus Aval Argas Shem Yuchad Asfarim Hu Yikliya Bayis Eina Osu Lachlok Rishus Batel Hu Lagabe Asfarim. He says the whole thing doesn't apply to Sfarim shrunks. He says because that's made to Meshamish the Sfarim. So it's like bottle to the Sfarim. So he says it's only if you use a kli, once you want to have a Rishus B'fnei Atzma, you want to put it away. But he says others don't say like that. He says, in other words, the same idea. Something is miyuchad. Kli b'toch kli. If it's miyuchad, it's not. It doesn't call kli b'toch kli because one he has to have one that's not miyuchad l'kach. So he says that the svarim shrank. No matter what it is, it's. Bottle to grab this farm and it's not considered it doesn't do anything for you. So
would that change if you had also, let's say, most of the shelves were slime, and let's say the shelf on the bottom was some form of secular or English book that might be different? Would that change that it's not just most of the farm itself, there's other things there also?
No. I don't know if that would make a difference.
Could you use, I think, this line as a
kisui? Secular swarm as a kisui? I don't know what that means.
Put them in the front. Huh? Yeah, in the front. Yeah.
Put them in the front?
Yeah.
Okay, you put, yeah. Okay, so one.
English vertically and.
Yeah. Okay, but generally the postgame did quote this heter.
Which heter?
Of Argas, but the point of Argas is only. It has to come together with that it's not nira.
If you have like a trunk where you put actual sperm into, on the floor,
trunk or
you just use that?
Memsaw takes it that it's considered a Rishus B'Sneyatz. Memsaw makes it that it's a Rishus B'Sneyatzma.
Yeah.
But then it has to be in Einonirim.
The Shepharim shouldn't be visible.
Right. 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 So that seems to be the pasuk pshat of this whole Indian.
So Rebbe, you have a bookcase, you put one cover on, it's okay or not?
So if you have a bookcase, if it's machzik memsah, then you could probably.
How do you know if it's machzik memsah? You have to have it's usually
7 inches,
it's usually about 5 feet.
It's
amalam of the room. Gimalamus, right. So would it be maxim? I don't know, but like Shalom said, it's not. The question is they're talking about something that's, like a real, like these dumpsters, the dumpsters that they have here when they do. So that's maxic, but here it's like here it's made to.
According to this bar that said that 10 hours, if it's higher than 10 tefachim, it's just in the asma. That means even if you have sparm that's below the 10 tefachim, as long as the whole thing is above 10 tefachim.
Right, so the pashup shot is you have this big, huge receptacle, like Shalom said, like a dumpster, or a big.
It doesn't have to be
as
big, though, right?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be so big, like a person, like the size of a person.
It doesn't have to be the size of a mitzvah, baby. Isn't that what they.
Okay, size of a mikveh, yeah. I mean size of a
mikveh.
Yeah.
One side of a cable mikveh.
Yeah, so I would. I don't know. I would still mistopic whether maybe it could be that Shalom is right. I would try to. Once you can put one up, you can put up two. You know what I mean? The whole chap is to get away with putting nothing up. So once you can't do that, which I don't think is this idea that was set over that you could just rely on the shrunk itself, unless you hold like the Chavos Yoyer, but it's printed by a guy, but it's probably not printed by a guy. Then you say Reb Fremis as far that it's machine made, and maybe that's So covering svarim is not a problem because that's not a mechitza.
So
you can't make a mechitza on mataris.
So you can put a curtain. Can you put up a curtain?
The curtain is turned the other way around.
Yeah, so that's what I said. And this happens in these people get married. Some people they have a studio apartment, like in Einstein and other places. So like Vadi pointed out, they line up the svarim.
The other way.
And the bed is on the other side.
That's okay.
And that's a real mechitza. That's a mechitza, stark mechitza. It's not omed, it's omed baruch metzuya.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what Rav Badi holds.
Meaning,
the shvarim are megula klape one side, and the bed is on the other side.
The rear, and it faces the rear of the bookcase.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's the Eitzah for Rav Badi point out for all these places like in Einstein and all these studio apartments that
Okay, let's say you have a bookshelf that's very flimsy by itself, usually not only in the room of the studio, but when you put books in it, and you have it facing the other way to the back.
I don't know. How flimsy is it? I mean, there you get a better bookshelf then. Yeah. Okay, everybody. So this year was made 2 years ago when Scott Hoberman was asking me about this topic, so I made this new packet. And this is the, so, has it over. Okay. So again, let me announce the Bechina that we said is going to be Bez Hashem on February 14th. That's a Tuesday. And that week, Bez Hashem will have Shir on Wednesday and Thursday. Well, we started in Vestos, right? Because we didn't put Vestos in the last one, is that?
Right.
So what do we get up to? Okay. We're more or less, you know.
Was it Shir tomorrow?
No. Yeah, I mean, yeah. During the break, we had three times. Tomorrow we won't. Maybe we should, but we're not. Okay. Okay.
Right.